So, you've had a really long day, and you're tired, and you just want to relax. So come, crawl in bed, get under the covers, and I'll pull the covers up. I'm going to sit down here beside you, put your head in my lap. I'm just going to stroke your hair. You can look along at the pictures while I read you one of your favorite books. Are you ready? You're comfy? Okay. Here's your story. It's The Paper Bag Princess by Robert N. Munch. Elizabeth was a beautiful princess. She lived in a castle and had expensive princess clothes. She was going to marry a prince named Ronald. Unfortunately, a dragon smashed her castle, burned off all her clothes with his fiery breath, and carried off Prince Ronald. Elizabeth decided to chase the dragon and get Ronald back. She looked everywhere for something to wear, but the only thing she could find that was not burned was a paper bag. So she put on the paper bag and followed the dragon. He was easy to follow because he left a trail of burnt forest and horses' bones. Finally, Elizabeth came to a cave with a large door that had a huge knocker on it. She took hold of the knocker and banged on the door. Bang, bang, bang. The dragon stuck his nose out of the door and said, "Well, princess, I love to eat princesses. But I've already eaten a whole castle today. I'm a very busy dragon. Come back tomorrow." He slammed the door so fast that Elizabeth almost got her nose caught. Elizabeth grabbed the knocker and banged on the door again. Bang, bang, bang. The dragon stuck his nose out of the door and said, "Go away. I love to eat princesses, but I've already eaten a whole castle today. I am a very busy dragon. Come back tomorrow." "Wait," shouted Elizabeth. "Is it true that you are the smartest and the fiercest dragon in the whole world?" "Yes," said the dragon. "Is it true," said Elizabeth, "that you can burn up 10 forests with your fiery breath?" "Oh, yes," said the dragon. And he took a huge deep breath and breathed out so much fire that he burned up 50 forests. "Fantastic," said Elizabeth, and the dragon took another huge breath and breathed out so much fire that he burned up 100 forests. "Magnificent," said Elizabeth, and the dragon took another huge breath. But this time, nothing came out. The dragon didn't even have enough fire left to cook a meatball. Elizabeth said, "Dragon? Is it true that you can fly around the world in just 10 seconds?
"Why, yes," said the dragon,
and jumped up and flew all the way around the world in just 10 seconds. He was very tired when he got back, but Elizabeth shouted, "Fantastic! Do it again." So the dragon jumped up and flew around the whole world in just 20 seconds. When he got back, he was too tired to talk, so he lay down and he went right straight to sleep. Elizabeth whispered very softly, "Hey, dragon." The dragon didn't move at all. She lifted up the dragon's ears and put her head right inside. She shouted as loud as she could, "Hey, dragon." The dragon was so tired, he didn't even move. Elizabeth walked right over the dragon and opened the door to the cave. There was Prince Ronald. He looked at her and he said, "Elizabeth, you are a mess. You smell like ashes, your hair is all tangled, and you are wearing a dirty old paper bag. Come back when you are dressed like a real princess." I know, that wasn't very nice of him. So much for rescuing him, huh? Yeah, it's just a story. Okay.
Ronald, said Elizabeth, your clothes are really pretty and your hair is very neat. You look like a real prince. You look like a real prince, but you are a bum. They didn't get married after all. The end. Yeah? Did you like your story? You did? Yeah. Okay, baby. Just go to sleep. I'm just gonna stay here until you're completely asleep, okay? Yeah. Just relax. Breathe in and out. Just relax and close your eyes. Yeah, there's nothing to worry about. Everything's fine. Yes, okay. Good night, my baby.